You are listening to an exclusive interview here on Maximum Threshold. Maximum Threshold Radio Show airs every Saturday night from 8 to 11 p.m. exclusively at MaximumThreshold.net.
Hey, this is Dominic of Maximum Threshold Radio, and we're coming at you live here tonight, Cleveland at the House of Blues. And with me, I have our co-host of the radio show tonight. We have Maggie and Dave. Also, our featured guest of this interview right now is Ashley Purdy from the band Black Veil Brides.
What's up, dude? Nice to meet you guys. Nice to be here.
I really appreciate you guys hooking us up with this and having the opportunity to reach out to us, and you know, as well as us getting out there and talking with you and your fans and bringing a whole new genre to our radio show, which is really cool.
Definitely more exposure for our fans and your demographic as well, and we're happy to do that for you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my daughter here, she's really been a big fan of yours. She turned me on to you guys, and I was listening to your stuff, and I actually listened to your older stuff and tried to follow along with the evolution of your music and just trying to get caught up with the type of music that's coming out there and with you guys. And I think you guys got something going on really good, and you already have a strong presence out there on the net, and which is really cool. So your following is, how I've been seeing, is really huge. And just walking outside here, just seeing a line wrapped around the place again, how does that make you feel, man, when you play out?
Well, great. And sort of referencing what you're already talking about is, like, we're just a rock and roll band. So our demographic is growing. I mean, from your daughter to you. If you're, if you like rock and roll or metal, we're going to appeal to you, regardless. And so the response is overwhelming. It's amazing. It's sort of, it's humbling as well, because it's something we always wanted to do, and to feel gratification for something you've always wanted to do in your life, as a child, as a musician growing up, and then see the response people, appreciate for doing that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, humbling, rewarding at the same time. So it's really cool.
And for a lot of people who aren't real familiar with your music, the way I perceive it is, I see it as sort of like your band is like a Motley Crue with a modern spin on it. Is that your vibe that you get from the band also?
Well, definitely. That's how we started aesthetically. I mean, Crue and Kiss and Misfits and Wasps and like that as well. I mean, our music, it sort of leaps and bounds. It's sort of grown a lot from the whole post-hardcore and all the subgenre stuff from the Screamo and stuff. And we've mainstreamed it a lot. I mean, there's a lot of lead guitar playing in the first record that you reference and stuff like that. But we really haven't found sort of our bearings until this next record that's coming out. We really hit the ground running, and it sort of represents what Black Veil Brides is or always wanted to be. This next record coming up, which comes out June 14th, Set the World on Fire. And so that's coming out, and that'll be a more of a representation of what Black Veil Brides is, and you'll see that a lot too. So lots of more melodies, guitar shredding, heavy drums, more melodies and vocals, lots of more singing, less screaming on this record, more of a straight ahead heavy rock metal record.
So I got to hear the Fallen Angel, and I thought that was pretty sweet.
Okay, so yeah, very anthemic, very straight, punch to the face sort of, sing along as well. So yeah, that's where we're at.
I think
that's just like a precursor to what the rest of the record's about.
Yeah, the thing that really made me really stick to listening to your stuff was the guitars, because myself being a guitarist, listening to stuff like Iron Maiden with the dueling guitars, and you guys bring that with this, and it's a really cool vibe. You also get that Avenged Sevenfold kind of thing in there.
Yeah, well, Avenged is they're influenced by Metallica.
Yeah.
And so is our guitar players. Our guitar players, like Gene specifically, is classically influenced, and then Jake has a lot of technical influence, and they're both influenced by Megadeth, Metallica, Slayer, you name it, and go back to that classical stuff, the Mozart, Beethoven, and whatever. And so we include all that stuff in our instrumentation now. So, it transcends, and it's cool, and shredders will love our music as much as the people who just want to sing along to the music.
Yeah, I think, you're listening to your music, especially listening to guitar parts. I was listening to the early stuff that's out there, the Sex in Hollywood, and then listening to the other stuff, listening to the evolution, like I was saying, and it just totally picks up, man. You guys, you could definitely sense the evolution that you guys are all, really gelling so much more better, and I'm really looking forward to the June 14th, the next release comes out, Set the World on Fire. Yeah. Looking forward to that. And I got these guys over here, they got a couple questions they want to ask also, so this comes from the fans online.
Hi, actually, this is David. Lauren Taylor Vaughn from Ohio asked this next question. How do people treat you when you're out in public, and if they are dressed in your insanely awesome gear? That was a quote.
Well, if they're already dressed in our insanely awesome gear, then they already love us and, you know, accept us as, you know, how we are. And I mean, again, it's rewarding because, again, it goes back to the whole, like, we do this with the fans and vice versa. The fans are a reflection of us, and it's just like, it's humbling at the same time and rewarding at the same time as well. So, I mean, I don't know. It's amazing.
I see that you're playing the upcoming
That's Rock on the Range.
Yeah, sorry.
That's an
Ohio. You're playing. Ready, 3, 2, 1. I see that you're playing the upcoming Rock on the Range Festival in Columbus, Ohio, with some of the biggest names in music. Do you feel like, it's like, hey, these are some of my favorite bands, I get to see them too? Or is it just like, yeah, no big deal for you now?
I feel, well, personally, and as the band, we're ready for that platform. I mean, again, we sort of groomed ourselves, like, our whole careers for that moment to play with our idols and be on that stage as well with them. So when people ask us that question, are you ecstatic or, I don't know, nervous or something to play with these bigger names? No, we're there to do our job, and we're ready to kick ass, and, you know, and just, like, carry the torch, you know.
Yeah. That's sort of thing that you hear normally from, you know, a lot of the big bands, you know, especially they talk about the big four and things like that. You know, how's it feel to share the stage with them? As being in a former band myself, you know, you get to be on the stage as being on the stage, and you got fans out there, and you're just throwing it out there and just feeding off people.
Your job, no matter whether it's you're playing in front of 20 people or 2,000 people, whatever, you still do the same job, put on the same show, and you just go out and kick ass and do your job. You know, that's it.
Thank you.
Go ahead and ask your question.
If you could have any exotic animal, what would it be and why?
I want a Pegasus. That's what I would want. I want a ranch full of Pegasuses. Yeah. I would have a red one and a white one and a black one. I've already said that before. Like, I even say that. Just, like, that's what I would want.
Would you ever consider getting a tattoo of one? Okay. Well, you got me on that one.
So, anyhow, he's looking at my red Pegasus tattoo on my wrist right now.
I got a unicorn on me. Don't feel bad.
I don't feel bad. This is the Mobil Oil Pegasus. My grandfather was the captain of Mobil Oil, so my whole family is like Mobil Oil. So that's
That has better meaning than mine was.
Yeah.
Mine was strippers got me drunk and took me to San Diego.
Maybe that is a better story. So no, I like that story instead.
The next two questions come from two other girl listeners.
They're for unicorn.
Yes. How do you react when people make fake internet profiles pretending to be you and saying either crude or negative things about other bands and other issues?
That's actually happened a lot recently and what's going on. I actually did a Facebook post about that yesterday because that's happening a lot lately, and it sucks in the sense of like our fan base, in some of it, they're so young and influential, and they really, some of them can't tell the difference between what's real or fake or what to believe, you know, and hearsay. And it's easy for us to say, don't believe or read everything you see on the internet and whatever, and sometimes they don't know because, again, they're so influenced easily. So it's disheartening and stuff, and it sucks, and you don't know what to do, and we try to combat that, but I don't know how you get rid of it, you know. I mean, everyone's always going to make profiles and do stuff, and you have your official ones, but I don't know.
You just got to read into it. Like when I was going to your website, I had to look at the info, and I had to read some of the postings just to make sure I was on the same page.
Just like look where the source is coming from. And again, you can't believe everything you hear or see or read or anything like that. I mean, go back to the source, do your research, and really find out, you know, where that's coming from. But again, it's happening a lot lately, and it really sucks because then other people, like some of our fans, get upset or mad or they're crying or something because they read something or something happened, and it's totally false. It's, you know, all misinterpreted as well, and so it didn't really come from the band. So yeah, anything that the band does, just, you know, to put this down, is like it comes directly from us, from our official Twitter or official MySpace, you know, anything else, that's all we have. It's pretty, you know, dedicated and generated to one or two specific sources.
What are your main websites?
So we have bvbarmy.com. Our Facebook is facebook.com/, I think, just Black Veil Brides. And we don't, we're really not in MySpace anymore. I don't know anyone in MySpace anymore. So
we get spam from there.
Yes, we haven't even really updated. So our Facebook and our official Twitter is official BVB. That's our Twitter. So anything that's generated from us is just from official BVB, their Twitter, or / Black Veil Brides on Facebook, you know. And then we each have our own on Twitter as well. Mine's Ashley Purdy, everyone else is their name. And that's it. So just believe what you read from us. No one
gotcha.
Else, you know.
And also, this is another one from Ms. Vaughn. She writes, are the band members willing to have relationships or date girls who are fans, or does that become too complicated?
I guess first and foremost, we're married to rock and roll, so that's our labor of love first. I don't know, man. I mean, each person, it depends on who they are and chemistry and all that. It has nothing to do with the fan, if they're a fan or not, you know. They could love the band or whatever. But really, it goes back to just boy meets girl, you know, chemistry. So it doesn't really matter, you know, we're open.
Maggie, any other questions?
No.
Shy.
Okay, hey man, I want to thank you very much, man, for taking time out and hooking all of us up on this and getting the opportunity to meet you, and especially like my daughter, she gets to meet one of her, you know, her heroes, so it's pretty cool to actually get her involved with all this. So.
Cool. That's cool. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you
very
much.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Just listen to an exclusive interview on Maximum Threshold. Be sure to tune in to the Maximum Threshold radio show every Saturday night from 8 till 11 p.m. Eastern at MaximumThreshold.net.